But the existence of a Fox account led to a lot of excitement from investors. They call them SPACs. I don't know if you're familiar with it, but it's a special purpose acquisition company. And basically, they're looking for investors. And they were really excited, and the stock price jumped with the anticipation that Fox was going to create an account. But they pushed back hard, Kevin. They said, nope, we don't want anything to do with that account. So basically what we're hearing now is that Fox's verified account did not have the usual bot disclaimer on the Truth Social Network. And Fox said that they did not authorize the existence of it. And so basically, they don't have an account. But Fox has an account on just about every other social media site, but not with Trump's Truth Social Network, for whatever reason. Now,
would it have cost them money? Is it a cost factor? Is there some, or is it just like me getting an app from the App Store and paying 98 cents a year or something?
I can only speculate that maybe they want to stay in good standing with the rest of the media, the CBSs and ABCs and CNNs of the world, because they don't want to be kicked out of let's say, access to the president in any way. So they don't want to have anything to do with Trump And this is sad because Fox does have an account with Facebook, Twitter, Getter, Instagram, all the others, but they're not going to join the at least that's what we're hearing now, Trump's new social network, believe it or not.
Wow. And again, we don't know if it was financial, but the verified Fox News account did not have the usual bot disclaimer on Truth Social. Fox said it did not authorize its use. So we'll keep track of that. Coming up, we're going to talk about violence in the Clark County School District, not just student on student, but student on teacher. Is the district doing enough to protect our teachers and our kids? We'll talk about that with Kevin Child, the former Clark County School Board of Trustees member. All that and more coming up as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
Paul Powell. A lot of lawyers promise a lot of things. No fee unless we win. The consults are free. Of course they offer that stuff. All lawyers do that. But will they promise not to take more money than you at the end of your case? No. When you call me, that answer's yes. I'll never take more money than you, and I put it in writing.
Call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
Some restrictions apply.
This is Las Vegas City Councilwoman Victoria Seaman. My commitment to public safety is absolute. That is why I have the endorsements of police agencies across the valley. They know I have their back and will never vote to defund police or limit their ability to keep us safe. That is why the police support me, and that is why I'm asking you to join them as well. I hope I can count on your support to help protect and keep our neighborhoods and families safe. Paid for by Friends of Victoria Seaman.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting. Twitter says its board of directors has adopted a poison pill defense in response to Tesla CEO Elon Musk's proposal to buy the company and take it private. Correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
It's formally called a limited duration shareholders rights plan. Twitter says the aim is to enable its investors to realize the full value of their investment by reducing the likelihood that any one person can gain control of the company without either paying the shareholders a premium or giving the board more time. Twitter's plan would take effect if Musk's roughly 9% stake grows to 15% or more. Even then, Musk could still take over the company with a proxy fight, voting out the current directors. Twitter notes the plan does not prevent the board from engaging with parties or accepting an acquisition proposal if it's in the company's best interests. I'm Ben Thomas.
Today is Good Friday, where Christians commemorate the crucifixion of Jesus Christ at Calvary. That's the sound of clergy addressing Christian pilgrims in Old Jerusalem as they reenact the Via Dolorosa processional on Good Friday, where tradition says Jesus bore his cross. More than 900 bodies of civilians were discovered in the Kiev region following the withdrawal of Russian forces. That's according to the regional police chief who spoke Friday. The jarring numbers came shortly after Russia's defense ministry promised to ramp up missile attacks on Kiev in response to alleged aggression on Russian territory. That warning came after a stunning loss of Moscow's flagship in the Black Sea, which a senior U.S. official confirmed was hit by a Ukrainian missile. Moscow continues preparation for a renewed offensive in eastern Ukraine. Markets are closed today because of the commemoration of Good Friday. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. Order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. Call 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor or outdoor, repair or redesign, and we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
Once upon a time, in the great state of Nevada, there was a big, bad governor called Steve Sisolak. And the people didn't like Commissar Sisolak stealing their freedoms. But then a big, blustery sheriff named Joe Lombardo said he would be governor and protect all the people. But this was the same Joe Lombardo who stood his police down while the shooters in the 2017 Las Vegas massacre killed 58 innocent people. And the same Joe Lombardo who got tricked into opening his jail cell doors and releasing convicted felons into Nevada neighborhoods where your children live. That's a no-no, JoJo. I'm Fred Simon, a concerned father, a Nevada businessman, and a medical doctor. I'll fight for what you want, but I need your help to become Nevada governor. Donate if you can and learn more anytime at simonforgovnv.com. Paid for by Simon for Nevada.
It's 2:04. This is your KMCQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. Governor Sisolak has launched a plan to give affordable housing a boost here in the Silver State. The governor's office says the initiative called Home Means Nevada. The governor's office says that initiative is the largest single investment in affordable housing in state history. State lawmakers recently approved using $250 million in federal funds for that program. State officials say they're already accepting applications for new affordable housing projects, which will be funded in that program at NevadaRecovers.com. Nevada reportedly has an estimated shortage of some 84,000 affordable and available rental homes, with the bulk of that shortage here in southern Nevada. Well, the Golden Knights recalled goaltender Yuri Patera from the American Hockey League on Friday. The move raises concerns about the health of goalie Robin Leonard. Logan Thompson started last night's game in the Knights' biggest game of the season against Calgary and made 35 saves in a 6-1 victory, which bolsters the Golden Knights' playoff hopes. Leonard's battled injuries since the middle of December, and he's missed 10 games to lower body ailments before he was activated on March 30th.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Got to say, not bad for a Friday afternoon right now. You're seeing a little bit of congestion as you try to work through the construction zone downtown on Interstate 515, both directions between Main and Eastern. Other than that, not too bad. Moderate flows, 215 East at Decatur.
I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve. I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
So good to have you with us. Just a reminder that this hour brought to you by Inspire Solar Solutions. Call Thad Alger, my good friend there, 702-518-9646. Find out how you can immediately save 10 to 20% on your Envy energy bill. Plus, with tax incentives and all, you can save 26% plus no out-of-pocket expenses. Make the call right now. Thad Alger, 702-518-9646, and start saving right away. All of us were horrified by the news from a week ago. Teenager, 16 years old, accused of beating and sexually assaulting a Clark County School District teacher last week. We have new guidelines on top of previous new guidelines. Is it all going to work? Do we have the money to pay for these? Let's find out. Kevin Child joining us, the former Clark County School Board of Trustees member. He joins us. Kevin, first of all, your reaction to what happened out at El Dorado.
Well, first of all, I want to wish your viewers a happy Passover and a good Friday. Now let's go to the school. It's horrific when students beat up anybody at school, even a kid. As we know, it's been an epidemic right now in the Clark County School District and probably all schools across the United States. But again, it's a shortage. It's a shortage of people being in those schools and overcrowdedness with these students in our schools.
Now, the attack last week came just a week or so after new guidelines were set up by the district relative to student-on-student violence. Now we've got student-on-teacher violence. First of all, what were the previous guidelines about, and how are they different than what just came out a day or so ago?
Well, they tried to do this restorative justice where the kid wouldn't where students wouldn't have to be, when they got into trouble, they wouldn't go home. They would deal with it in school to keep that child in student in school. Well, it seems to be that doesn't work. Just like we have anti-bullying laws for all schools in Nevada, they're not working. There's no teeth to them, Kevin.
And the changes that they want to make, and let's cycle ahead to a couple of days ago, the new guidelines put out by Jesus Jara and the board. How are they different than the previous guidelines?
There's nothing, because they have to enact them to have them work. And a lot of times, again, I go back to, you know, the anti-bullying law, the safe voice laws, all this stuff. They don't enforce them. You have overcrowdedness in schools. You have shortages of officers in school. You have shortages of hall monitors in school. And when you have a big school like a middle school or a high school, you're going to have problems, especially when they're overcrowded, Kevin.
Let me ask you about some of the things, a greater police presence. Who ends up paying for that? Cameras, more cameras in the classrooms. Who pays for that, and is there money in the budget?
No, there's not. And it should. And back in 2018, Governor Sandoval did a safety committee, which had many people involved in it. And I put forth a whole budget, and I got it on. I could post it on your radio website, because again, there's over 672 schools in Nevada, and to put cameras in there, because I talked to the Clark County School District Police, which do an amazing job, and they're very short. It was about $800,000 per school. That means a one-time cost of $540 million. That means you would have a camera in every classroom, a camera everywhere, and you could actually listen, microphones, and even at the perimeters of the school. They have not done that. And this was, three, 4 years ago that we did that study, and nothing ever happened to it, Kevin.
Is it a matter of the legislature hasn't appropriated enough money? I mean, they added $500 million to the budget just after the last legislature. $500 million.
Putting it where it should go. And what happens is that should be a safety should be a separate budget from our educational budget. It should be a different budget, because it shouldn't be fixed in with the education, because education means education. Safety should be safety, just like Las Vegas Metropolitan Police, just like your Capitol Police. So, again, it should be a different budget, a categorical funding budget.
How are teachers supposed to protect themselves? Do we want to arm teachers in our classroom? Do we want them carrying weapons?
Well, that's something that your school board trustee members should ask the public, and they should get feedback from the parents. If I'm in a classroom right now, I would be afraid. And I've seen some of these kids, and it's just like you've seen this one. But what happens is, if you do carry a gun, remember, if that child or that student grabs that gun, there's a lot of liability. I want everybody to protect themselves if they're being threatened by anybody.
But should the teachers be armed in your view? Tasers, well, whatever.
That would be up to me. That's up to the parents, and the parents should voice up, just like you have power to parent. You need to get them involved even more to find out if they do want tasers. I think tasers would be a great thing, but again, they would have to be, guess what, trained in the right procedures of how to use that, when to use it, because again, it goes to a liability. And if something went wrong, there's going to be big lawsuits.
What about for everybody else at El Dorado? And I'm assuming you're familiar with El Dorado. And solid school? Troubled?
El Dorado's a great school. It was one of the, what was it? When I moved here, it was a brand new school back in 1976. It opened up. Again, it's been a neighborhood school, just like almost all of them are. But again, it has the same problems as a newer school in Green Valley or in Spring Valley or in Centennial. They all have a problem with violence, and it's got to stop. They have to put a zero tolerance policy in place and hold moms and dads accountable for their children that get in trouble. And there's got to be training along with that with the parent if the child gets in trouble.
What sort of accountability should we attach to parents? I mean, the parents of this 16-year-old, single parent, couple, whatever, do they assume some responsibility for this attack on a teacher?
Well, it's their child. He's underage. So guess what? Yes, because that way the parents would be paying more attention how to raise their child. Or their children, because I put in front of a place where we were on the board, and I said, if a child gets in trouble, there's got to be consequences. And I said, there should be a 3-hour parenting class for the parent to do. There's got to be a 3-hour bullying class for that child. And there should be a 3-hour parent and child behavior for both the parent and the, and that's 9 hours of it's continuing ed. But at least they would find out what's going on with the family unit, and they would find out what's going on with the student. Because, again, there's nothing for that. It's all about social-emotional learning. And it would educate the parents how to treat their kid better, and it would treat the child how to be a better student, and not, because that way you'll pick up on the behavioral points with that child when they go through that class. because you'll have certified instructors to teach those classes, which would probably make sure that nobody, I mean, it'll slow down a lot of the violence, I would say.
Kevin Child, was that program ever enacted?
They didn't want to do it, and I even gave it to Governor Sandoval, and he never did anything about it. I thought it would be, and there was a lot of people that loved that. It had bite to it, and you had to learn. Because, again, who taught your parents how to be a parent? Who taught you how to be a kid? It depends who you were raised by, Kevin. So you have these classes, and you can see what's going on. And, again, it's going to cost people money, but it's going to keep our students and our teachers safe, and plus our community, because when those children leave that school, the community are in the hands of these children that get in trouble in their community.
Well, I'm going to tell you, we can't keep going on like this. We've got it. You know, when you deliver your kids to school for 8 hours, you expect to get them back in the same shape they were in and at 7:45 in the morning. And teachers, I think, need the same guarantee as well.
Absolutely, Kevin. You have to understand is the CCSD PD officers are one of the best in the nation. And they only have, I think it was 180, when I left, there was 186 officers. You have over 672 schools in the Clark County School District, and you only have 186 officers. Well, and I put in place, told Governor Sandoval that we needed probably over 400 new officers, two officers at a high school, one officer at a middle school, one officer at an elementary school, and that's about $23 million a year.
Do we have it? Do we have it? Do we have that kind of money?
Nope, do not have it. Sandoval did all that and had that committee, that safety committee, and nothing came above that. Nothing came to forward. And now you have Sisolak has not done anything about it, which is really sad because, again, if I'm afraid to go to school, I'm not going to learn. That means you're going to have a problem with our kiddos because, remember, I've always said on your show, out of that 320,000 students, almost 70% of those kids are on welfare. What do you do? And that means they don't have parental guidance at home. So you're sending your child to our school, and then guess what? They become the ultimate babysitters, which they're not supposed to be. They're supposed to be educating your children in ABCs and the 1-2-3s.
Well, obviously, we got to change something. Going forward, in our final couple of minutes, give me your list, your wish list of what we need to do to quell the violence, to stop the violence, whether it be student on student or student on teacher.
Well, number one, you got to get the cameras in place, speakers and microphones throughout all schools in Nevada. And that would be almost probably about $600 million. That's a one cost. He's spending that in affordable housing. So, and then you need your officers in there. Yes, because that's what's going to deter a lot of the kids. You need to get more hall monitors in there. And I know that there's a movement right now that's it's a dad movement to get dads to volunteer to walk through the halls and they get trained. That's a plus. But again, we've got to have more policies where we hold the parents and the student accountable when they go into, guess what, they get in trouble at schools. None of this justice stuff. No, you did something wrong, you're going to have to pay for it, and you got to be held accountable for it. Next is you have to get these officers. We have a shortage of officers in all our schools. That's scary, because I wouldn't want somebody to go into school and hurt any one of those kids or a staff member or a teacher. Nobody should have to worry about going to school to get their butt kicked and have violence all around them. And then we need, as I always say, we've always needed to bring back the CCSD gang task force. You have gang members in our schools. And they need to weed them out, and they need to get rid of them. They need not to be at our school. They need to be paid, they have to be held accountable too. Especially when they get that young. Yeah, can we help them out? Absolutely. There's plenty of programs out there, after school programs, to help our troubled children in our schools, but we're not paying attention to it. And I blame our governor. I blame the leaders of that school, Superintendent Jara. And again, I'm going to go back to the parents. Parents, and most of your listeners, most of your parents are very responsible. It's the parents that are not responsible, but you've got to be careful how you act with those parents, because again, they're on, they don't have an income. They're getting a welfare check. So what do? Do you threaten to take away their welfare check if they're not making sure their child is acting in accordance of when you're sending that child to school?
Good points all. Good points all. Kevin Child, thank you so much. Always enjoy having you on. To you, to your mom, hope you have a happy Easter, and enjoy your weekend, okay?
Yeah. My mom said to say hi. She's waving to you, Kev.
Oh, there you go. I just love her to death. Thanks a lot. I appreciate it. That's Kevin Child, former Clark County School Board of Trustee member, with not just what the problem is, but what the solution is. Are you listening, Governor Sisolak? Are you listening, members of the legislature? That's what we need. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Sun City Heating and Cooling is a premier American Standard certified independent customer care dealer that can fix or replace your broken AC system with an unbeatable combination of low-cost repairs and high-efficiency systems. We've installed more high-efficiency American Standard systems than any customer care dealer since 2004. We are a family-owned and operated heating and cooling company, so when it's 100 degrees outside and your cooling system fails, you can count on Sun City Heating and Cooling for fast service. SunCityHeatingAndCooling.com. That's Sun City Heating and cooling.com.
His name is Guy Nora, and he's a Republican running to be Nevada's next governor. And just like Donald Trump, Guy Nora's a different kind of candidate, not a politician, a successful entrepreneur, not just a strong Christian, but someone who fought in the Lebanese Civil War to protect religious freedom and the right for fair elections.
I'm Guy Nora. I want to be your next governor. I'm going to talk to you directly in full honesty and frankness. I'm going to share with you my ideas for turning around Nevada's economy, teaching our kids how great America is while keeping critical race theory out, and expose the election fraud we all know is there. Instead of asking you for your vote, I'm going to earn it.
Paid for and approved by Guy Nora, 7500 West Lake Mead Boulevard, Suite 9650, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89128, 702-582-9233. Visit NoraForNV.com.
If you've been involved in a car accident, you need Nevada's legal elite, Demopolis Law, the firm you can trust. Visit us at LegalElite.com.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
Talking about the news of the day need not be toxic or boring. Hey, it's Rob Carson. Join me weeknights from 6 to 8 for a unique and fun look at politics and pop culture. It's the Rob Carson Show on AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
Do you like taking your car to a shop for maintenance or repairs?
Huh, are you kidding?
Exactly. That's why people all over Las Vegas are using RepairSmith. RepairSmith will do all your car maintenance or repair in your driveway, safely, with no contact.
RepairSmith works on my car at home?
Anything your car needs. Oil change, battery replacement, or brakes, you name it. From regular maintenance to major repairs, RepairSmith will do it all at your home.
What kind of cars?
All of them. RepairSmith has specialists for every make, year, and model of car. foreign or domestic.
Expensive?
No. You'll pay the same you would at a local shop. And you even get a guaranteed quote before you book. No surprises.
Life just got